News and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President Trump leaves for Scotland this morning amid the ongoing scandal about the Jeffrey Epstein files, the Justice Department's latest bid to learn more. Correspondent Jared Hill.
New insight into the first meeting between Jeffrey Epstein co-conspirator Ghislaine Maxwell and the Deputy Attorney General. David Marcus is her lawyer.
Ms. Maxwell answered every single question. She never stopped. She never invoked a privilege. She never declined to answer.
Today, Deputy AG Todd Blanche is back with a convicted sex trafficker, posting the DOJ will share more of what they learn at the appropriate time.
Maxwell serving 20 years at a federal prison in Tallahassee. President Trump toured the renovation at the Federal Reserve with the chairman, Jerome Powell, the man he's referred to as a numbskull and a disaster. The president called him out on the cost of construction.
It looks like it's about $3.1 billion. It went up a little bit or a lot. So the 2.7 is now 3.1.
I'm not aware of that.
Powell took a look at the numbers himself and pointed out they included a portion that was built 5 years ago. The East Coast will be in the grip of a blistering heat wave today. CBS meteorologist Lonnie Quinn.
Baltimore could be seeing 101 degrees, New York City 96. Factor in the humidity, because that's the other part of this puzzle. It's going to be feeling so much hotter. Could feel 5, 10 degrees hotter. Could feel like 111, 110 for Baltimore. Better weather for the East Coast by the time you get to Saturday.
Iran state media says nuclear talks with Britain, France, and Germany are underway in Turkey. Harlan Ullman, a senior advisor to the Atlantic Council.
There is some possibility that these negotiations may turn out to be more positive than one otherwise might think.
Iran says it's ready to engage in talks with the U.S., but only if Washington takes what it calls meaningful steps to rebuild trust. A French medical charity says a quarter of all young children, pregnant and breastfeeding women screened at its clinics in Gaza last week were malnourished. Kirk Pritchard with the group Worldwide Concern.
The majority of the cases of malnutrition are children under 5 years of age. Those are the most vulnerable. They're also the most vulnerable to the consequences. So the kind of downstream consequences of malnutrition, the increased disease, and the mortality also that goes with that.
Lori Vallow Daybell's already serving life for killing her two children. Today, she returns to court for sentencing in the death of her fourth husband and the attempted murder of a relative. Legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
She only has one life to serve a life sentence, but yet she is likely to be sentenced today to a life sentence in Arizona, too.
S&P futures are up 5, Dow futures ahead 60. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Baseball tonight in Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. A special night at the ballpark. The Brewers open a home series against the Marlins today, followed by a home run derby. Over 25 former players will be on hand, including Ryan Braun, Corey Hart, J.J. Hardy, and Prince Fielder, all to celebrate the 25th anniversary of the opening of Miller Park, now American Family Field. NBA, Damian Lillard says he has great memories of playing alongside Giannis, but admits he was shocked when the Bucks waived him after just 2 years with the team. NFL. At the Packers training camp, running back Marshawn Lloyd finally back on the practice field after a long rookie season plagued with injuries, then surgery to remove his appendix in December.
It's fun, like a little kid in a candy store, man. It's exciting. You know, last year was a lot of watching, and now it's being out there, being able to be tired again, trying to catch my breath. It's a blessing. It's a blessing to be out there.
That's Packers running back Marshawn Lloyd with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be mostly sunny today, our high in the low 80s here this afternoon. Tonight will be partly cloudy. We'll drop down into the mid to upper 60s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, a few scattered thunderstorms, and there will be some smoky haze from those Canadian wildfires this weekend. Our high tomorrow, low to mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Outside now, it's 63.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, free ticket Friday, a four-pack of tickets up for grabs for the hottest team in baseball. And Dan Schaefer is going to help us recombobulate. Don't miss it.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand, when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. Whatever gets you through the night, it's all right, it's all right. And now, a guy who appreciates a nice hot meal at a fair price, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to hour number two, act two, as I like to call it, of Nightlight. Just a beautiful night here in the state of Wisconsin. Dom, you and I are both transplants, aren't we?
What do you mean?
Aren't you from... You're not from Wisconsin, are you?
I'm not from Wisconsin. That's true. Yes, I am from the southern side of Chicago.
Okay.
Yes.
I kind of am from Wisconsin. I lived here as a kid. And again, as an adult, and I consider it... I find it very easy to live in.
Yes, I agree.
Like someone your age, you could live wherever. I have kids, and it just—I don't know—on a summer night like this in Madison, or looking out over Broadway in Green Bay, it's just—and it is in the summer. It's amazing. In the winter, you could take Chicago and Wisconsin both and have them. But there is no better place to be right now on a summer night than in downtown Madison, and it's great to be on the radio and great to have you listening, folks. Let us know what your favorite Woody Harrelson movie or role is. That's what we're talking about tonight. That's our question of the night. The very talented Dom Lee sitting in for the very talented Conrad Krieger, who is on vacation. We don't know what he's doing. Some kind of horseplay shenanigans. We don't know what Conrad is up to tonight. I don't know if I want to know. So, but hopefully he's having a swell time as well. We talked to Steve Cochran in the first hour. Great to connect with Steve again. He is an absolute radio legend and has been on the radio for years in Chicago. As he said, he worked in Baltimore. I think he worked in St. Louis. And he is just a great guy to listen to on the radio. Funny, insightful. And we had a great interview. A couple minor technical issues, but we worked through them. Mm-hmm. And we talked about Dom's line dancing.
Oh, man.
Which was exciting. When is your next class, by the way?
Tuesday. And it's not really a class. It's kind of like a bar people just go to and just have some fun. But I don't think I would ever be able to go, like, train for it. It's got to be something. I just look up YouTube videos the night before, hopefully don't make a fool of myself, and then call it a day.
Don't you just kind of, like... Couldn't you almost do anything with friends and just have it be fun?
Honestly, yes.
Because you just like do something silly and it's like we're all just having a good time. Yeah, exactly. Have you ever, do you go to like trivia nights or anything like that?
I went to trivia night last week, Thursday.
Those are
yes.
kind of fun. Yes. I haven't done one of those in a long time.
And also, by the way, I joined a pickup soccer league on Sundays. So I'm doing everything. You know, I'm multifaceted.
Wow. You know what? This is fun. When I said I lived a part of my childhood in Wisconsin, moved up to Marinette in junior high from the northwest side of Chicago. And here's the thing. I would have loved to have played soccer. I had no interest in it when I was a kid because I didn't know anything about it. They didn't have it in Chicago, I don't think. They didn't have it in northern Wisconsin. But I'll tell you a game I love, and I don't know if you've ever played this, Frisbee Ultimate.
Oh yeah, I have played that, yes.
Best game that is the most fun I have ever had playing a sport.
It is really fun. It is really, really fun.
You just never stop running. And you're back and forth. Yeah. It's so great.
And I think there's pickup games, I think, if that's what you want to call it, in Madison, too. So you can...
Ultimate. No kidding. Yeah. Oh, that's kind of fun.
Yeah.
It's weird. Like, I've done pickup basketball, you know? Like, you're kind of waiting. You got your ball on your drill. What do you do with a frisbee? Like, you just, like... throw it up and down.
I know, yeah. I know they like kind of deke each other out, but as far as that, I don't know how they kind of, you know, get their opponents off them. It's kind of just, I mean, they're really good at throwing. I am terrible at throwing a frisbee. I couldn't throw it 5 yards.
Okay. But that's kind of important in ultimate. You know, it's like you got to be able to catch too, but that's a great game. All right, so we're talking Dom's hobbies. We got a lot still to come on the show, folks. Tim Sowers will be here at 7:20. Tim is always great. He's going to tell us about what's coming up at the Overture Center across the street here. I'm actually looking at the Overture Center tonight, right from this window here at Civic Media, and Tim will be here. And Tim always, I mean, he's fun to talk to about what they have going on at the Overture, but he's also fun to talk about, he's also fun to talk movies with and TV. And he sees everything. The guy is a serious, like, he's got a pretty sweet gig. He goes out to New York. Like, I think he's invited because he books shows, so they have him out. Probably treat him like a king. He gets to see all these great Broadway shows and pick which ones he wants at the Overture Center. Somehow he manages to watch a lot of color television and movies. So he's a lot of fun to talk to. We're going to talk to Tim about all of that. I think you're pretty much caught up, folks. You didn't miss a whole lot. We did a little Hulk Hogan talk, a little South Park talk. Oh man. Check it out. Give it a Google. It's pretty wild. Let's do some text, Dom, shall we?
Let's do some text.
We have to ask permission. I think we can just do it. what was our last text? We got Natural Born Killers. And that was Melissa from Willie Street said Natural Born Killers also was crazy good. All right. Yeah, because Jameson said he liked Woody Harrelson in Natural Born Killers, A Prairie Home Companion, and Kingpin. That was if Steve and I disagreed on anything. And we really didn't. It would be that Kingpin is a classic. Outstanding movie.
Yeah, you guys even sounded similar. Like I don't know what it was. Yeah, you guys had like the same vocal cords. I don't know how to explain
you're
that.
You're kind of, you know what? I've never teared up on this show before, Dom, but I am about to. I'm coming for Clem because
I appreciate that.
Steve is a guy who, like myself, I don't know how long Steve did stand-up comedy, but I made my living at it for 8 years. And now I'm doing radio, and he's the guy. He's the guy to watch and learn from. So that means a lot. Thank you, Dom. You're just saying that. You're just trying to build me up.
Yeah, I'm just saying that.
Because you gave me crazy hand signals before. I thought you were telling me to, like, wish we were playing charades all
the
time.
We just got
to
go past that. That was just I don't know what happened right there.
Oh,
but.
Come on. It was fun. All right. Jameson from Pennsylvania says, on Hulk Hogan, watch Suburban Commando. It's the horrible movie with him and Christopher Lloyd. From Back to the Future, who played Doc. I certainly know who Christopher Lloyd is. Yeah, what was he thinking? Like, did Christopher Lloyd's agents call him? We got a Hulk Hogan vehicle here. He's looking for a co-star. Great text. Thank you, Jameson, as always. Brett from Brown Deer says, loved Woody in Zombieland. Forgot about Zombieland. Another offbeat, cool movie Woody Harrelson was a part of. A main part of. He says, especially when he finds Bill Murray alive. Yeah, that was great. Great text. Thank you. Thank you, Brett. Melissa, again from Willie Street, and she says, oh, Pete, you know I will be at Atwood Fest. That's right. We were talking about Atwood Fest last night, too. I might stick around for that, Melissa, before I head back up north. I might just go out there and interview some people, get some sound bites for next week's show. Atwood is just such a great, sure a cooler neighborhood than Atwood anywhere. Honestly.
Yeah. I mean, I've only been in Madison for a few months, but it from what I've heard, it's one of the best.
Have you been there?
I've never been there.
You've got to go there, Dom. Yeah. They have great theaters. They have the new Atwood Music Hall. The Barrymore Theater is amazing. It's just it's a neighborhood like no other. So thank you, Melissa. Enjoy your life there she's in Willie Street. So there you go. And then Cam sent a text I can't read. Thank you, Cam. John Murray from Madison says, Woody as Woody. But I dare you to name the role he sucked at. I can't find it. Maybe Grok AI. Oh, Grok AI knows on Twitter, ex-Twitter. He says, did he ever have a Nazi role? Okay, sorry about the tangent. My old lady, Melissa on Willie Street. Oh, they're married. It's a little nightlight love story here. We got a couple out there texting the show together.
Aww.
Take pictures, please, if they're appropriate, and send them in. We'll post them. John says, okay, sorry about the tangent. My old lady, Melissa, on Willie Street seems to agree. See you all at Atwood Fest. Going to be a lot of love at Atwood Fest, especially if Melissa and John are there. Thank you guys for texting. From the 920, I'm a little late, but it seems the whole movie television industry is super hard to get anything made with financing. You are singing my blues, 920. That's why my show, Instability, is trying to fund itself using Kickstarter. TJ told me to reach out to you about it. It's being made right in the Fox Valley, Oshkosh area. Signed, Fallon. Is that... TJ. I probably know TJ, but I need a few more details, 920. Or Fallon. But thank you for the text. That's great. And good luck with your project. It is not easy to get anything made, folks. It's unbelievable. There's so many hoops. You write a script, and you love it, but that means nothing. You still have to get financing. Then you get the financing. Oh, that's great. We're making a movie. Then you make the movie. You got to execute it. Okay, you made the movie. It's great. Now you got to get it seen. Maybe you do, maybe you don't. You got to get reviews. There's so many hoops to jump through, Fallon. I'm telling, just do nails, dude. Learn how to weld. I'm not kidding. I've just been in this too long, I can't do anything else. But well done and great text and good luck with your project. And then, hey, Mitch, we read that one too. So not too late, folks. Get in on the fun. Let us know what your favorite Woody Harrelson role or movie was. Let's play that clip. This is one of my favorite scenes. I thought Woody, I loved him in True Detective, but in No Country for Old Men, which is one of those movies I cannot turn off, he's really good. He doesn't have a huge role, but like I said, he goes from this guy with a lot of panache and confidence to all of a sudden being scared when he encounters Chigurh. But I think this is the scene we have right before that when he's talking to Stephen Root's character about what happened and about how crazy Chigurh is. So let's go with that, Dom.
You know Anton Chigurh by sight, is that correct?
Yes, sir. I know him every which way.
When did you last see him?
November 28th last year.
Seemed pretty sure of the date. Did I ask you to sit?
No, sir, but you struck me as a man who wouldn't want to waste a chair. I remember dates, names, numbers. I saw him November the 28th.
Got a loose cannon here. Around a bunch of money, and the other party is out his product.
Yes, sir.
This account will give up $1,200 in any 24-hour period. That's up from $1,000. If your expenses run higher, I hope you'll trust us for it.
Okay.
Just how well do you know Chigurh?
What do you want to know?
I just want to know your opinion of him in general. Just how dangerous is he?
Compared to what? The bubonic plague? He's bad enough you called me. Now, he's a psychopathic killer, but so what? There's plenty of them around.
Killed three men in Del Rio Motel yesterday and two others in that colossal goat out in the desert.
We can stop that.
Seem pretty sure of yourself. You led something of a charmed life, haven't you, Mr. Wells?
In all honesty, I can't say the charm has had a whole lot to do with it. I was wondering.
Yes.
Could you validate my parking ticket?
An attempt at humor, I suppose.
No, I'm sorry. You know, I counted the floors to this building from the street.
And?
There's one missing.
We'll look into it.
That's Woody Harrelson as Wells, was his last name, right? Cameron?
Wells, yep.
Cameron Wells. And Stephen Root, who is one of the most, the guy is just a chameleon. He is so good. The first thing I ever saw him in was News Radio, where he played like the top dog, the CEO or the program director, whatever. He was great. Then I saw him in Office Space as Milton. He's in movies like this. He was in Breaking Bad. The guy is just a phenomenal actor. I cannot believe how much he works, and he should. All right, when we come back after this very short break, we're going to have Tim Sowers from the Overture Center. Always fun to talk to Tim. What is this, Dom? I like this.
This is the Zombieland.
This is Zombieland.
Yeah,
okay.
The credit scenes.
Very nice. Well done, Zom. See what I did there? Your name's Don.
I like it. I like it. You know, I like
it. Total mistake. All right, we're coming right back with Tim Sowers. This is Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful. It's the least that you can do.
What you desire. Don't play with matches. Don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created ThisIsPretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit ThisIsPretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I lack a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back. This is Pete Schwabba in Nightlight. Talking movies and TV and Woody Harrelson and Stephen Colbert and South Park. Oh, if those guys are still on the air in 2 days, I'll be surprised. But that was unbelievable. And lots going on. Chuck B and Joni passed away. We covered a lot of stuff tonight. We still got a ways to go here. And one of our faves is about to join us here. He is the Chief Artistic Experiences Director over at the Overture Center, which happens to be right across the street here. And his name is Tim Sowers. Hey, Tim, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing very well. Thank you. Great to have you, as always.
Are you watching the Wicked crowd go into the theater?
Here's where I'm at with the Wicked crowd. The other night, I pulled into the parking, which I have free parking, but I got charged $10 for event parking because of your production, Tim, and Wicked. So you owe me $10. Right. That's how I'm.
Wicked is so popular; it's still so popular.
It's unbelievable. Is it? I mean, it's got to be sold out really every night, right?
Yeah. And this is like our, I don't know, third time Wicked was here. Wicked was the show that was on our stage when COVID hit.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And so it's the last rescheduling from COVID. 4 years later, 5 years later, whatever it is.
Is that right? Wow.
But it's crazy. They take good care of the show and people love it. And it didn't hurt that the movie just came out and was a big success. And
yeah. I, I have to say, it's fun when I, whenever I'm here, whatever show you guys have, you do so well with. It's just, there's great energy. I'm walking amongst people that are going to see a show, and they're excited, and it's such a beautiful facility.
Well, you know, one of it is they don't have to go anywhere, right? Like, it's the same show that's in Chicago, it's the same show that's in Minneapolis, and it's nice that people are really happy that these shows come here because they don't have to travel to go see it if they don't want to.
Absolutely. Well, that's good news. I'm sure. And you guys have so much going on over there. And I laughed when Sherry told me, is it okay if Tim does this over the stream because he doesn't want to fight Wicked traffic?
I don't want to fight Wicked people trying to find a place to park.
That was great. I'm like,
that's terrible. I'm terrible. But
and I assume
like,
you have a parking spot over there that says Tim Sowers on it. No,
I don't have a parking spot. I park in that garage, too. When I drive, I could have walked it, but too hot.
You got to renegotiate, buddy. You need your own parking spot. All right, so let's jump in. You got some great stuff coming up. I'm going to be honest. Here's a full disclosure. I don't get, and I have this discussion with my daughter all the time. She's a musical theater major in college, and I've seen all of her shows. I am not the world's biggest Stephen Sondheim fan. I don't get a lot of his stuff. I feel like he's like David Lynch sort of stage. But you do have a really, go ahead.
He's complicated.
Yeah.
His stuff is complicated. And you have to really, when you watch one of his shows, you have to really pay attention.
I should probably put my phone down.
You have to kind of really pay attention to it because it's a complicated piece. But Assassins, as we're going to talk about.
Yeah, that looks I will say that looks really cool. There's a great poster you guys have.
Actually, it's a cool piece. It's about all of the people who tried to assassinate presidents.
Oh, wow.
Right?
Really?
And it's Capital City Theater is putting out, and they're one of the local musical theater companies in town. And it's like a... It's one of his lesser known pieces, really. It's you know, do I like it? Yeah. It's different.
Yeah. Like a lot of his stuff. But is that kind of a newer show, Tim? I've never heard of that. Not that I've heard of everything, but.
No, I don't know when it came out, but it's been around for quite a while.
Okay.
It wasn't a big hoopla show like his Into the Woods and Sunday in the Park with George and all of his really big ones. It wasn't really one of his big ones. It was more of an off-Broadway kind of show, a smaller show. I think it's only, I don't know, I haven't seen it in a long time, but I think it's only one act. I think it's only like a 90-minute show.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah. And that's a local people?
That's a local, Capital City Theater. They are local and do a couple of shows with us every year in our venue. And summertime, we have more of an availability to be able to have local artists come in and do their work.
Yeah. We're going to do a very fast break here in just a couple minutes, so I don't want to get fully into all the Broadway shows, but we'll do that after the news. But I have to ask you, do you have a favorite Woody Harrelson movie or role?
I do. It's either Three Billboards. Do you know that movie?
Oh, yeah, with Frances McDormand, sure.
Yeah, and Sam Rockwell, which was
love Sam Rockwell.
Crazy. I know, I love it. Do you watch White Lotus? He was crazy he was the best part of the whole season, I thought.
It's so funny. You were saying that about him, and I was like, I just saw him in something where he was so crazy, and I forgot it was White Lotus.
So funny. I love him in everything he does.
I do too, but that was like a side, that was like a miniseries
It was like he was just having fun, right?
It was so great.
And I also like, I'll say The People versus Larry Flint.
Oh, nice pull. Yeah, he was great in that too.
Right. He was Oscar nominated for both of them.
Yeah. He's just a guy that, like, I think he's a really talented actor, but I also think
so much so.
People just like him. They want to work with him. They want him in their movie because he's just seems like a good guy and a guy that's easy to have around.
Yeah, I agree.
Tim Sowers is here. When we do the when we come back after this very short news break, we're going to talk to Tim about all the upcoming Broadway shows they have right across the street here at the Overture Center. That's coming up next. Nightlight with Pete Schwab on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Grown Radio, WFHR. As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
CBS News Brief. Jeffrey Epstein's associate, Ghislaine Maxwell, will be driven from prison to a federal courthouse in Tallahassee for a second round of questioning by the Justice Department today. Her attorney, David Marcus.
Ms. Maxwell answered every single question. She never stopped. She never invoked a privilege. She never declined to answer. She answered all the questions truthfully, honestly, and to the best of her ability.
House Speaker Mike Johnson's echoing President Trump's latest call for interest rate cuts during his tour of the Fed with Chairman Jerome Powell.
I think that would be a big thing for the economy, and I think he ought to duly consider that. It would save the nation a lot of money, and it would give a lot more people more opportunity.
A smooth jazz master has died. Two-time Grammy winner Chuck Mangione, who climbed the music charts in the 1970s and 80s, was 84 years old. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Baseball tonight in Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. A special night at the ballpark. The Brewers open a home series against the Marlins today, followed by a home run derby. Over 25 former players will be on hand, including Ryan Braun, Corey Hart, J.J. Hardy, and Prince Fielder, all to celebrate the 25th anniversary of the opening of Miller Park, now American Family Field. NBA, Damian Lillard says he has great memories of playing alongside Giannis, but admits he was shocked when the Bucks waived him after just 2 years with the team. NFL, at the Packers training camp, running back Marshawn Lloyd, finally back on the practice field after a long rookie season plagued with injuries, then surgery to remove his appendix in December.
It's fun, like a little kid in the candy store, man. It's exciting. You know, last year was a lot of watching, and now it's being out there, being able to be tired again, trying to catch my breath. It's a blessing. It's a blessing to be out there.
That's Packers running back Marshawn Lloyd. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Hulk Hogan is no longer with us. The man who tried to fix wrestling matches to protect his image, notoriously used horrible racial slurs, organized a fake presidential campaign, joked about body slamming Kamala Harris, stonewalled a wrestler's union, took steroids, allegedly caused the breakup of a friend's marriage, and falsely claimed to play bass for Metallica, has passed away. Those offering tributes include the president, who says he will be missed, he was MAGA all the way, and the lovable Vince McMahon, who said Hogan was a global phenomenon. I guess those are tributes. Hulk Hogan was 71. Well, the people begged for it, and Hollywood listened. As a result, there will be a new Air Bud. In the first Air Bud, a young grieving boy befriends a dog who he finds out is great at basketball. In the new Air Bud, a young grieving boy finds a VHS tape of his father's dog, then befriends the same breed of dog who is great at playing basketball. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly sunny today. Our high in the low 80s here this afternoon. Tonight will be partly cloudy. We'll drop down into the mid to upper 60s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, a few scattered thunderstorms, and there will be some smoky haze from those Canadian wildfires this weekend. Our high tomorrow, low to mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 64.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster? It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome the founder of Wisconsinology.com, Frank Anderson. And it's a bar band Friday night, so Wisconsin music expert Terry Barr joins the show with new music and great conversation.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 6 till 8.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back. If Tim Sowers wasn't here right now, I would just let that song play for the rest of the show. But I know not everybody loves Bruce Springsteen as much as I. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight. It is great to have you with me on this Thursday night. Tomorrow night on the show, Wisconsinology.com's Frank Anderson will be here. Frank is also a director, producer, and incredible musician who has played with Butch Vig and tons of bands all over the place. And he is a phenomenal guest. We had some technical issues last night, so Frank will be on tomorrow night. And then it is also a bar band Friday night. Terry Barr will be here with great music and great conversation. Right now, we have a few more minutes with our pal Tim Sowers, who is the Chief Artistic Experiences Director at the Overture Center here in Madison. And we're talking about upcoming Broadway shows. Tim, you guys have, there's so many I want to ask you about, but is there something you want to start with or something you're very excited about that's coming?
Well, you were talking about South Park, so like, you know, having Book of Mormon back is fun, right? Like, that is such a fun, fun show. And they've updated it, I guess, a little since I've seen it, since we've had it last year, since I've seen it last. I mean, it's been on Broadway for like 14 years or something like that. God, 14, that 15 years. It's been that long. And I was hoping they'd write another one because I think it's like the perfect musical. Everything you want is in it. And it's so well done. And so looking forward to that.
I have not seen that yet. I'm embarrassed.
Oh my gosh, it's so funny. It's so funny. Well, those guys are so astute in their, you know,
satire
comedy, yeah, and their satire and what's happening in the world. They're so plugged into everything. Like everything, right? Like, I just think they're so cool.
Did you see the South Park episode last night?
No.
Just
what was it?
Well, it was the first episode of season 27, and they just skewered the president, and
sure.
I cannot believe what they get away with. Like,
and they do it, and they're so, their stuff is so like fresh. Like, I don't know. I heard them talking somewhere, and it's like, you know, when they're in season and the new shows are coming out, they're right. Like, it doesn't, they're making them as the content is happening.
Right.
In the world. Like, it's so, sometimes I think it's a little too close. But that's pretty impressive. They work hard.
They do, and they're fearless. They'll take down anybody. It's really it's something else. So we'll see if that
episode, that's who they are, right? Yeah. That's what satire is.
Absolutely.
And if you don't have a good sense of humor, then I'm sorry for you.
Same. So I want to ask you about a show I think looks fantastic. It's a movie that I really like, and I'm very curious as to how you guys do this on stage. Not you guys, like, you're not the one setting up the nuts and bolts,
right,
of the, but how do they do Back to the Future? And have
you
seen that?
Yeah, there's
a
car that I did see it. It's really fun. It has some of the movie soundtrack songs in it.
Okay.
But it also has an original score. So there's regular old kind of Broadway songs in it. And the car flies.
Really?
I haven't seen it in the road. I only saw it in New York, but the car flies, and there's some technical amazing stuff in it. And, you know, if you're a fan of the movie and a fan of that, you're going to love the show. It's so true to the story. You know, cause sometimes they change stuff around when they're making it into adapting it to another form, but it's really true to the movie. And what a great series of movies that was. That takes me back, right? Takes us back.
Same.
You know, absolutely. They were couldn't wait to see them at the movie theater, those Back to the Futures.
Yeah, once in a while, I'm kind of shocked that somebody who was so funny in something didn't have a bigger career in Biff from Back to the Future. He was so funny. And the guy, he did a couple things after, but I mean, I'm sure he's getting nice fat residual checks from that still to this day.
Yeah.
But man, probably. I don't know why he didn't do better in his career.
Yes. And some people just like forget it. But to me, the movie is all about whatsamacallit?
Marty. Marty
McFly. No. Christopher Lloyd. I think he's one of my favorite comedians. He's one of my favorite comedians.
He's great.
But what was he? Taxi. Was he Taxi?
He was
Jim. Taxi.
Jim Ignatowski. Yeah.
He's so funny. His physical humor, everything about him, I think is really, really
funny. Love him. Tell us about Great Gatsby. You got that July 28th through the 2nd. Love that. Everybody read The Great Gatsby, right?
It's probably one of the most beautiful Broadway shows I've ever seen.
Really?
Yeah, it's design. The design of the show was mostly all video work, but I kept going when I was watching it. Is it video? Is it real? What are they doing?
Oh, wow.
And I'm excited for it because they designed it in New York. So that same look and feel of the show would play across the country.
No kidding.
So I think that's really great. And it's still going strong on Broadway, actually. It's still there. And
yeah,
it's a great story, right? I mean,
great story. Still holds
it's
up.
A great story. It's resonant. It still holds up.
Yeah, for sure.
I remember when Amazon started doing programs, they had a Great Gatsby series starring Matt Bomer. And I can't remember who else was in that. Somebody else was in it. It was a huge flop. It was way ahead of its time, I think. You know, now if they put a show like that out, it's probably very different.
Yeah.
But things weren't streaming very much then, right?
Right. Are there shows that people shouldn't waste their time with, like they're already sold out, Tim, or
no?
Okay. Oh, good.
No. Oh no. There's tickets for everyone. We're just right. Single tickets will start going on sale. I think August is the first one for Some Like It Hot because it's the first series in the package. But right now it's just all about still buying the package for a subscription.
Is that, do most people go for a package or they do it individually?
You know, we have around 8,800 subscribers for the year. And so that's kind of, it's a great load in, right? For like the shows. So, it depends. It's often, you know, it depends.
Sure. So talk about Some Like It Hot. That's a classic too. And I think most of us probably saw the movie. I've never seen the play, but what a fun show.
It is a fun show. It's a great show. You know, the score is really jazz inspired. And they've done some updating and some more contemporary kind of stuff with it from the movie because it was a long time ago, right?
Yeah.
But it's Tony Award winning. That won Tony. Kimberly Akimbo won Tonys.
Won 5 Tonys, right? Kimberly Akimbo. Yeah, that's a great show.
It was the best musical that year. And it's an odd premise that could turn people off, but it's about a young girl who has this condition where she ages like 4 times as fast. So it's a show really about looking at your youth and family, and it's a sweet little show. It's sweet. It's a comedy too. It's a sweet show. It was a big Tony winner.
All right, and then you've got, now that's in November. So are the rest of these shows next summer? Are we already, like, we talked about The Great Gatsby.
Yeah, Great Gatsby is next July.
All right, as is as is Back to the Future. I got that mixed up there because I thought that seemed a little close.
Our seasons usually start in the fall and go all the way through. Like, Wicked is the end of our season for this past season.
Okay, right? Gotcha.
And we normally now have summer musicals because people go in the summer. Like, in the past, when I first started putting some shows in the summer, people were like, no one's going to go. And I'm like, why? won't anybody go in the summer? You don't have to rush to your car. It's not cold.
Freezing. Yeah.
Right. And so we do them year round now.
Tim, you've got a couple shows. I can't believe Hamilton is already coming back.
I know.
People cannot get enough of that, right?
Yeah, this is our third time or fourth time. Third, I think. Okay. Yeah, people love Hamilton, and it's, you know, going strong. And kind of a important piece, right? And it's important today in what's happening in our world.
Absolutely.
Great show.
Where do you, no pun intended, stand on Riverdance? I loved it when I saw it a couple times back in Chicago in the 90s. And I'm Irish. I like Irish music, but to think
30 years.
Yeah, to think you get that much mileage out of someone not moving their arms, but people can't get enough of it. It's such a fun show.
It is a fun show. And it's, you know, it's been going strong. It's really kind of a cultural phenomenon. And here in Wisconsin, it's really big because of all the Trinity Irish dance schools all over the state.
All right.
And that big company is based out of Chicago. We do this Kids in the Rotunda series on Saturdays down in our Rotunda stage, which is a smaller stage. Can seat about, 350 or so. But when we bring in the students from kids to adults with Trinity Irish, we have to move it into Overture Hall because we get thousands to come and see it.
Oh, really?
My, they love it. And so, you know, we haven't had it in a long time, and so it's back.
Before I ask you about what you're watching, Tim, and we're always watching similar stuff, and I love your take on what you watch. Is there anything else coming up at the Overture Center that people should know about, like maybe in the next month or two?
Well, Teresa Caputo, do you know her?
Yes, we tried to get her on this show, but
couldn't get on. Oh, that's too bad.
It just the timing with the schedule, it didn't work out. But boy, she's a character. I've never seen her before, but I was excited to talk to her.
Fun,
yeah,
totally fun, and she's going strong with an audience. We have sold a lot of tickets for her. And this is a return engagement. We had her a couple of years ago.
She's a big hit, and huh?
She's a big hit.
And not just because of the hair. I mean, she's really entertaining.
Right. She's entertaining. Yeah. Right. I have never seen her yet. So I'm planning to, I know I won't, I'll be out of town. I won't see her again. Darn it.
Oh, man. You don't want to drive in anyway, Tim. The parking is going to be terrible.
That's true.
So what are you watching, Tim?
Well, my favorite newest kind of show was Department Q. Did you watch that?
I did. Yeah, I liked it.
Yeah, I love it because it took place in Edinburgh. And I'm just about to go to Edinburgh in a couple weeks to big Fringe Festival there, which is 3.5 weeks of nothing but shows. I'll see maybe between 40 and 50 I normally see when I go to that.
What?
Yeah, they're all like an hour.
Okay.
They're like excerpts from high end to low, but there's over 3,000 shows. It's huge.
Wow.
It's exciting and fun. And so it was fun to, I knew some of the streets. And I think they set it up well to have a series, right? And I love the performers who are on it. And I loved where it went. And I thought that was kind of fun. So
that's great. Yeah, I watched it too. I recommend it as well. I thought it was, there was a lot going on, but I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, it takes a couple of episodes if anybody wants to watch it. It takes a couple of episodes to get into the understanding of it.
Yeah, right? For sure.
Right.
Tim, as always, my friend, thank you so much.
Oh, yeah, my pleasure.
Keep kicking ass over at the OC.
Yeah.
And we'll talk again soon, I hope.
Okay.
Okay,
enjoy.
Buddy. Thanks, you too. That's Tim Sowers. Check out anything going on at the Overture Center. Such a great place, and they do great work over there. So, what is this music now, Dom?
This is from Cheers.
Is from Cheers?
Or maybe, you know what? Maybe I'm where everyone knows your name. Maybe that's not. I don't know. Maybe I'm too young. I don't know.
I don't think that's from Cheers. Are we up against a break? All right, we're coming right back. Speech Wobble and Nightlight.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal.
Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government buy-in for the people. We reported last fall that Maine voters approved ballot question 1, limiting contributions to super PACs spending money in state elections. It passed with massive voter support, but like the state's foreign influence ban, was ruled as likely unconstitutional. That's what organizers hoped would happen. The ballot question reads, do you want to set a $5,000 limit for giving to political action committees that spend money independently to support or defeat candidates for office? The act also required super PAC donors to be disclosed. A First Circuit Federal District Court ruled July 15th that both provisions violated free speech protections and pointed to the Citizens United, Buckley v. Vallejo, and other past U.S. Supreme Court decisions. Harvard Law professor Lawrence Lessig argues that large contributions to PACs risk quid pro quo corruption of supported candidates, even if a candidate isn't directly speaking with the super PAC. Elon Musk's America PAC and crypto industry super PAC's support of Donald Trump are recent examples. Lessig said in 2023, when the initiative was announced, that it was designed to force the U.S. Supreme Court to answer whether contributions to super PACs can be regulated by states in the same way state candidate contributions are limited. The case will next be appealed in the First Circuit, then could reach the U.S. Supreme Court in late 2026. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back. Now, if that doesn't get you to want to see Back to the Future over the Overture Center, I don't know what will, folks. That does sound like a fun show. Dom, what do you like? You're fresh out of college.
Correct.
What do you think when you hear songs that reference 1999? Like, you got Prince's 1999, which when it came out, seemed like it was so far away. And then Huey Lewis there talking about 1999. I mean,
It's really weird. It's a weird feeling because I wasn't even a thought back then.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's just a weird feeling. I don't know. And, you know, my parents really like watching older movies. And when I mean older, I just mean 1990 movies or 80s movies, like not that old. But for me, it's really, really old. So it's such a weird, feeling. I don't know. I feel like I'm in a Matrix.
It's interesting because when I was young, I used to like the music of my parents' era, like the 60s and 70s and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I would listen to that and I thought, oh, that music was really cool then. I like the music of my day too, but my kids love the music of the 90s, which was my, you know, So it's strange. Are you like that with your folks? Do you listen to what they listen to?
Yeah, I listen to, well, I listen to more older rap, I would say. Okay. Dr. Dre is something
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
So it is on the older side. Again, not like crazy old. Dr. Right. Dre isn't like, you know, 60s or something.
Right.
But yeah, I would say similar to what my dad really listened to when he was a kid. So,
nice.
Yeah. And some modern day stuff. I like Sabrina Carpenter. I don't know why.
Okay.
It's one of my.
She seems cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Love. You got a little crush on her?
Hidden Love. Yep.
Hidden Love. Oh, is that a song?
Yeah. Well, no, it's not a song. I'm just saying it's something.
It's something inside you, Dom, and you gotta bring it out.
I'm beating around the bush. Yeah, I got a crush on her.
We need a restraining order on Dom Lee. No, she's good. Yeah, I like Sabrina Carpenter too. Our question of the night, folks, we're going to wrap up these texts here before we get out of here, is what was your favorite Woody Harrelson role or show or movie? And if you have something fun you want to share about Woody Harrelson, that's fine too. Monica Hale on the social media post says, well, first she said, loved him in Zombie and then she corrected herself and said Zombie Land. And parenthetically, stupid autocorrect. Thank you, Monica. Zombieland was great. We've had a couple for Zombieland tonight. Conrad Krieger, the kid says semi-pro as Monix. I did not see that. I mean, I think I saw parts of semi-pro, but again, Woody Harrelson has been in like 150 movies. You can't keep track of all of them, but I'm sure he was great in that. He's good in everything, like our pal Tim Sowers just said. Jumping over to the text line from the 920... TJ is an organizer of Oshkosh Pride and the founder of Hope Fridge. Oh, okay. I feel like I know TJ, but I asked for clarification and 920 brought it. Thank you. Also on the text line, Tony the Trucker. Pete, if you are hitting Atwood Fest, I may need to burn a sick day. I consider myself a great interview. Well, listen, Tony, if I'm there, I will post something on social media, but I would love to interview you there if I end up going. I might be beat by Saturday. I don't know what I'm going to do, but I would love to check it out. I've never been there. I've never been, and I would like to, I think it'd be fun to interview some people. So if I go out there on Saturday, it'll probably be very early. It'll probably be in the first hour, and then I'll probably hit the road to get back up north, and hopefully Atwood Fest has good weather. But if you see me, Tony, please, I would love to interview you. That would be a lot of fun, and meet you in person. So, where are we going here, Dom? We got more text. Lori from Hayward. I'm not used to this mouse. It's very sensitive.
It is very,
I can't
yeah.
move the thing around. Lori from the 715 says, I was a little distraught when I saw him, Woody Harrelson, playing bad guys in some movies, so it turned me off. Was wondering if anyone had mentioned Hulk Hogan tearing his shirt off at the RNC. Nobody mentioned that. You know, and I don't know if it's a political thing, Lori, or people just don't want to see a 70-year-old dude pulling his shirt off. Because here's the thing. When 70-year-old guys pull their shirts off, and they're like Jeff Bezos or Robert Kennedy, and they're on roids, that's a cry for help. That looks really weird. Or if they're not, that looks even scarier. Everything kind of hanging. You just don't want to see a 70-year-old guy with his shirt off.
Now I got Jeff Bezos, like his shirt's off in my mind. I just can't. I got to get that image out of my head.
Sabrina Carpenter's a distant memory. run with that one, Dom. Okay, and then TJ. Oh, here's TJ from Oshkosh. Hey, Pete, I sent Fallon your way and asked them to text into the show. I hope you two can connect. I think we did, TJ. He says, I think they'd make for a great Nightlight interview one day. They're a writer and director of this sitcom with an award-winning script from the Fox Valley area. Yes, I'm intrigued, TJ. So thank you for making the connection. We'll talk at some point. Reach out to us and we can discuss. Always looking for some new infotainment to talk about. TJ also says, 7 Pounds is my favorite Woody Harrelson movie. That movie was my favorite movie for many years. Haven't seen it in a while, but I remember... I just lost my place here. But I remember it being very intense, emotional, and entertaining. I have never seen that. So I'll have one on my list. All right, we got a couple more here. Then we got to get out of here. Let's see. 920. Also, my boyfriend says, now you see me. I hope he's referring to a movie. No need to read this part off the show, but TJ referred me to a book. All right, we'll talk. Yes, I love it. You guys reach out. We'll discuss. From the 715, Lori says, that was my sentiment exactly about the old fart taking his shirt off. I'm with you, Lori. And Everett from Sun Prairie says, probably too late, but if it hasn't been mentioned, Woody was great in Kingpin. Yes, he was. How are we doing on time, Tom?
We got about 30 seconds.
Okay. Yeah. He says, come on, Pete. Or he says, also, can't believe you didn't recognize the theme from Cheers. Come on, Pete. You're better than that. Wink. I eventually did. It was like elevator music, though. Cheers, elevator music. Lori added a puke emoji. All right, everybody. Come on back tomorrow. We're also live from Madison. Got another great show. Frank Anderson, Bar Band Friday Night. We'll have a question about Wisconsin lakes. You won't want to miss it. And thank you to Dom Leeser. Always fun to work with you, buddy.
Always fun to work with you, too.
On behalf of Dom and his line dancing abilities. Good night, Wisconsin.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. A scorching heat wave in the South and Midwest is moving into the Northeast today. CBS meteorologist David Parkinson.
Your feels like temperature from Washington, D.C. up to Baltimore, probably about 110. And then even in the New York City metro area, your feels like temperature hovering right around 105.
Talks between Iran and Europe are underway in Turkey. Harlan Ullman, an advisor to the Atlantic Council.
There is some possibility that these negotiations may turn out to be more positive than one otherwise might think.
Pro wrestling fans are mourning the death of Hulk Hogan.
Just rest in peace. Who can say? That's all I can say right now.
Well, I was actually came heading this way and I found out I got a text.
At Wells Fargo, we believe.
And it just shocked me because I grew up watching him.
That's why we've donated.
Those two both live in Clearwater, Florida, where Hulk Hogan did. Police say officials responded to a call about a cardiac arrest. Hulk Hogan was 71. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.